Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Jesse Labonte, Economic Development Assistant over at the municipality. First of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Dan.
So, you made a presentation to council recently about the Housing Action Plan, so wanted to talk about that. And let's start with the background of this. What is the current housing situation in Wawa?
So, Dan, the Wawa Housing Action Plan utilized data from the Wawa Housing Needs and Demand Study completed in 2017 and was supplemented by data provided by the Algoma District Services Board regarding their current waitlist for subsidized and market rent units. Current numbers are 77 on the waitlist for subsidized units, 51 of those are for one bedroom, and 25 are on the list for market rent. These numbers only offer a snapshot, though, of the need for housing in Wawa, as it does not take into consideration people looking to relocate to Wawa and purchase a home.
Okay, so it's definitely likely that the number of people looking for housing, that sort of thing, is higher than indicated that way, but you can't really get those solid figures. This Housing Action Plan, what is the purpose of it?
So increasing housing in Wawa was identified as a priority in the Wawa Strategic Plan, and the Wawa Housing Action Plan provides a framework for the municipality when considering future housing in Wawa. It provides a glimpse of the current housing situation, outlines the barriers that Wawa faces to housing development, and recommends 5 goals with corresponding strategies for the municipality to consider when moving forward.
Okay, so it does outline some goals, methods to achieve them as well, or is it just outlining options?
It does outline specific goals and the strategies that we can use to implement to achieve them.
What are some of those things outlined?
So the Wawa Housing Action Plan recommends 5 goals with corresponding strategies. A few examples of recommendations outlined in the plan include updating the Housing Needs and Demand Study to provide the community with more up-to-date data regarding our housing situation. The plan also highlights the current update to the Community Improvement Plan and suggests utilizing the incentives outlined in the update for converting commercial space to residential in the CIP area where available. Other recommendations include but are not limited to an accessory dwelling unit program, which would provide a one-time grant to homeowners to encourage accessory dwelling units such as basement apartments or garden houses, developing a plan to service residential property, including property owned by the municipality on Tamarack Road and Algoma Street, and a brownfield incentive program.
Could you expand on brownfield? What is a brownfield and what would an incentive program mean?
So a brownfield incentive program would help with vacant properties, typically lands on which industrial commercial activity has taken place. They include in former industrial sites, closed gas stations, and foundries that have been unused or underdeveloped. Underdeveloped areas may also become brownfield sites through environmental contamination. This program, it would be highlighted in the Wawa Downtown and Community Improvement Plan and would also allow Wawa to strengthen its local economy by converting vacant, non-tax-paying assets in the CIP area into more productive redevelopment.
Okay, fair enough. These things, such as brownfield incentive and all the other incentives, are these recommendations of things that the municipality should be doing, or are these just outlined as options to achieve those goals that are outlined in this plan?
I would say they're recommendations that the municipality can utilize to move forward with housing development in Wawa. They're not necessary, but they do provide a roadmap for the municipality moving forward.
Fair enough. So now that this has been prepared, what happens with the plan? Where does the municipality go from this point?
So the Wawa Housing Action Plan is still in draft form. It has been approved by council at the August 15th regular council meeting. But from here, staff will be reaching out for resident input and then proceeding to take the feedback that we receive from the community and integrating it back into the final plan. Once the plan is finalized, staff, with the support of the Economic Development and Tourism Advisory Committee, will move forward with implementation of recommended actions, including utilizing provincial and federal funding when available, with the overall goal of increasing housing in Wawa.
All right. So is there any setup way that people can view this, give their input, or is that something that will be coming in the future?
Yes. Within the next few days, you should be able to see a press release come up on the municipal website and through social media outlets, and it'll provide a link for you to view the plan and provide us with your feedback.
Well, thank you so much for the time and, again, for all your work and efforts in preparing this plan.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Once again, that is Jesse Labonte, the Economic Development Assistant over at the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.